Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass. Ian Safar hanging out as well. By the way, if you kind of hit on something.
Yeah.
Preds players to be drafted and do better elsewhere. Jeff says Scott Hartnell. We got some texts. Alex Radiloff, Seth Jones, Kevin Fiala. Ellie Tolvanen most recently. A little. Radiloff. But he went to Russia.
He did.
So that's one. But an interesting topic nonetheless. But it is time for the return as we enter the late spring and some early summer months. The what if game.
Yeah, this is always fun to do this. And it always depends on y'all's interaction. I'll just put it out on Twitter right now. But it's very simple today. And we go back through what ifs that happened that kind of send a team or franchise or a person in a different direction. So our question today, we want to hear from you. What if the Titans would have beaten the Bengals in the 21 playoffs?
Oh, man.
What if they would have beaten in January of 22, the Titans had beaten the Bengals and now let the Bengals come in here and beat them in that game? Chase McCabe, you're on the clock.
So basically you're saying, what if Ryan Tannehill hadn't thrown three interceptions?
What if? They still had a chance to win the game. What if? Think about the tentacles of this.
You want to know? All right. You want to know my real answer?
Yeah.
I think there's a Lombardi trophy sitting on Great Circle Road.
Woo-hoo.
That's what I think. Because I think they were definitely the best. I mean, they could have beaten the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would have been a tough game just like the Bengals. But I think they were a good enough team. With Vrabel as the head coach, you had A.J. Brown, who was peak A.J. Brown. Tannehill had taken over that offense, was looking really, really good.
No Derrick Henry.
But he came back. He did play some. And they probably would have had him for the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah.
Because he had come back for that game. Now, some coaching malpractice was trying to force feed him the ball too much when they should have gone to – who was the guy?
Chestnut?
No.
Dante Foreman.
Foreman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Foreman was having a great game and a great season. Yeah, I think they could have won it all.
So think about that after that. Vrabel's still here. That A.J. Brown.
Because it was the Rams, right? The Rams in the NFC.
And they beat them.
I think they beat the Rams.
They'd already beat them in the regular season
yeah.
on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, could you imagine?
So it all springs out different ways. A.J. Brown's still here. John Robinson's still here. I mean, you're right. I think they were on a mission.
That's a huge what if.
Because they had 90-something players they plugged in that year and won, and then everything. Then you're heading to that stadium. Tannehill's probably still here. Henry is probably still here. I mean, it just goes on and on and on if you had just won that football game.
Well, because was next year the number one seed?
No, they were number one at 21.
That was it. Okay, yeah, that was it. Yeah.
The 22, it all went to hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Josh Dobbs shows up.
That's right. And Robinson gets fired. Oh, yeah. I mean, Vrabel and Robinson are still here. No doubt.
Because then you're picking 32nd in the draft. You're not picking 16 or 18, whatever it was, for Burks. So now you just plug in some good players, a good foundational piece. It doesn't have to. 32nd pick, first round pick going 32, does not have to start if you won the Super Bowl. That guy gets a little bit of a leeway to come and do that. So you can plug somebody
else. Well, there's
a
lot of leeway because, you know, Amy's not going to be as quick to react on things because she's got something her dad never had, the Lombardi Trophy, in my scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And Robinson's still here because he never trades A.J. Brown, probably.
Right.
Vrabel's still here. You know, I mean, and look, there would have been changes. I mean, you say Henry would still be here. We don't know that. He might have left and gone, you know, because I'm trying to think when it was after 18 or 19 when he got the contract, right?
16, 7, 18, 19 or 20. Yeah.
19 or 20. I think it was 20. He got the contract. So, I mean, that contract runs out, you know, who knows if they want to pay it at that point.
But you're on a Super Bowl winning
team. They still have to pay A.J. Brown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I think you would if you won the Super Bowl. I mean, I think that goes on and you pay A.J. Brown. And now, I mean, look what it now. I mean, now A.J. Brown's contract is probably in the bottom of the 10 there, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know all the numbers, but what he asked for, and we're not going to do that. But look, you go to that 22 draft, and you're picking last, and then you're going to run it back in 22 with pretty much the same team. I know things happen, and guys get injured, and guys sign elsewhere, but, I mean, you finally got it. I mean, that was as – now look where this team is. You go from the number one seed in 21 3 years later, you're picking first in the draft. I mean, it's a great – it'll drive you crazy, man. There's so many what-ifs in this city, but to me, that's the one is like it was so close, so fresh on our mind, what would have happened going forward with all this, and, God, I'd still be here.
I think they win it all. I really do. I think that team was poised. They get out of that round. Let's see, that was the divisional round, so they would have taken on Kansas City the next week.
Here. Yep.
I think they beat Kansas City. I think they go to the Super Bowl. And let's just say the NFC works out the way that it did,
yeah,
and they beat the Rams. I think they beat the Rams.
Yep. Yeah.
They win the Super Bowl. I really, really think that.
It makes you sick to your stomach, too.
It kills me.
Because you're so close to doing that.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The what-if game, we're going to do this periodically throughout the summer. What if the Titans had beaten the Bengals in January of 22, the 21 playoffs? What do you think would have happened? What does that mean for the two-tone blue right now? Cam Ward is not here.
No.
If that has happened.
Not at all.
615-737-1025. We'll get to your answers coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Tannehill steps forward. Popped up in the air. Intercepted. Logan Wilson's got it for Cincinnati with 20 seconds to play.
That brings back bad memories. Chase and Big Joe. Here on 102.5, 106.3, the game, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel and broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service, the What If Game. And you can sponsor the What If Game by emailing together at CromwellMedia.com.
Brought to you by possibly you.
That is right. Today's What if the Tennessee Titans had defeated the Cincinnati Bengals in the 2021 playoffs, played in January of 2022? What if Ryan Tannehill hadn't thrown three interceptions? I say they win the whole bleeping thing.
I'm with you, man. I am with you. But what say you, our loving public?
Let's go to the text line. And Chip from Mount Juliet said, didn't Amy renew their contracts that year? She did actually give them an extension. I don't think she fires them.
Right. Oh, exactly.
After that. Let's see. Ben says, knowing that they lost to the Bengals, I would basically have to say that they would have lost one of the last two games regardless. They obviously had enough issues to lose big games over those 3 to 4 years.
Benny, it's the what if game.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, they lost to the Bengals.
But what's funny is everybody's so, like, jaded by this that it's, like, hard to think right. Positively. Craig says, not only do I think we have a Super Bowl, but also the way we look at Burrow for never making it to an AFC championship game and the way we look at Mahomes for making it to one fewer Super Bowls are different as well.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the tentacles of this are unbelievable.
You think Wes in Clarksville, do you think Tannehill would still be here?
Yes.
I think he probably would be. I think his heir apparent would be behind him. And I don't think Will Levis is his name.
No.
But
no. You would have time to groom somebody.
Yeah. A lot of you want to weigh in on the phones. Let's start with Witt on the what-if game. Witt, what do you got?
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Hey, this is not a what-if, but this is that game. You guys said it the first time I've ever heard anybody on this station or anyone say it. Yeah, Tannehill threw that third interception, but, dude, Derek was coming back off an injury, and Dante Foreman was hotter than hell. And I heard Steely on your show saying, oh, no, you let the big dog eat. You let the big dog. The big dog didn't eat. He wasn't 100%. Dante Foreman had two runs in that game and had, like, a total of 50 yards. You should have stuck with fucking Dante. Pardon my French.
Holy cow, right. Thank you. Come on. I get it.
I knew that was coming. I just felt it.
And that's not French. No French I've ever heard.
I knew it. I was like, oh, he's rolling. It's coming. It's coming.
When I answered the phone, he was just—he was getting a McDonald's order. I heard the lady sit in the back said, "Have a nice day." He said, "Thank you," and then that happens.
Hey, here's what I'm gonna say, Whit. I love the passion. You can't say the F word on a terrestrial radio, but I love the passion. I was ready for it, and so was Dr. Crane. Dylan wants to weigh in. Dylan, please don't cuss.
Hey, yeah, no cousin. But I think the bigger what if question is actually, what if Derrick Henry hadn't been injured that season? Because he was on pace to shatter the all-time, single-season rushing record.
Eric Dickerson, yeah.
He then would have been the first ever running back to not only have two 2,000-yard seasons, but then they would have been back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. I think in that game, that would have helped Tannehill feel like he didn't have to throw the ball over the yard because he had, reliable Derrick Henry behind him taking that weight off of his shoulders, which I think would have contributed to less interceptions. And then every game after that, like who the Bengals played to get to the Super Bowl, every team they faced the Titans had already beat that year,
right,
including the Rams in the Super Bowl. So I think the bigger question is, what if Henry hadn't been injured? One, that I think that would have just cemented his Hall of Fame legacy. But I think for that game in particular, having an actual healthy Henry would have helped Tannehill a ton. And, yeah, I think the city would have had a Super Bowl if Henry wouldn't have gotten injured that year.
That is a great point, Dylan. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah.
Because – I mean, the gold jacket's on the sideline. Like, I mean, there's no argument at that point.
But remember, they still got the number one seed without Derrick Henry.
Yeah, which is, I mean.
So I don't think Derrick Henry that day would have made, but had he been, I know it might have made a difference. But he was injured, and they were still number one. And Foreman, like you guys are talking about, played a hell of a game that day.
Whit texted in and said, too passionate, apologies. But dang, still, he probably had a Derrick Henry poster over his bed that he blew kisses to at night. Look, we all did. But I think, to Whit's point, to Dylan's point, I mean, again, what if Henry doesn't get hurt? But I agree. In that game, I was fine with Derrick Henry being activated. But you ride the hot hand. A good coach rides the hot hand.
He did score a touchdown, right?
He did, but I think it was on the goal line. Mike Vrabel should have used Foreman more because Foreman was the hot hand. Derek was clearly rusty.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
He still had like 60-something yards. Which,
I agree with you.
But let's continue the calls here. 615-737-1025. Adam in Portland, what if?
What if Forsberg's skate isn't caught offside there, dude? Like, I think about that probably once a month. I'm like, that was a terrible call. We win game one, then we're not chasing our tails in that series, and we probably win a Stanley Cup. Like, that was such a terrible call. What if they didn't make that call?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Thanks, Adam. We want you to answer the from out there, but that's okay.
All right.
Yeah, Peter LaViolette was incensed by that, and so was David Poyle.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Eric has a comment for the what-if game. Eric, what's up?
Hey guys, can't remember if we beat the Chiefs in the regular season or not during that year. Maybe we beat Patrick Mahomes, get the Super Bowl. But I do remember, if you remember, that Sunday night early in the season, we went to the Rams. Everybody thought he had no shot. I didn't either. But the Rams, of course, turned the ball over a lot, and that's how we beat them. They had Jalen Ramsey and, of course, Aaron Donald and, of course, Matthew Stafford. If we get to the Super Bowl, I'm sure the Rams remember that. They come up with a different game plan. I don't know if we beat them twice in the season. That's the thing you got to remember, too. Would we have beaten the Rams due to the fact that we dominated them with all those injuries and got all those turnovers? I don't know if we'd be fortunate to do that again. So I would never say if it was a rematch against the Rams, it might have been a different outcome. That's my theory on that. So I don't know if we'd definitely win the Super Bowl.
Well,
that's
a few
just
things
to think about.
First thing, I didn't know you were on the team. Secondly, they beat the Chiefs 27-3 at Nissan. 2 weeks later, they beat the Rams out there without Derrick Henry. So
I
think that team, Eric, if they beat the Bengals, they had this little chip on their shoulder that nobody believed in them, that Vrabel instilled in them. They would have gone on and won the Super Bowl. Not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I would love to say that, but I'm only just looking at it's just when you beat a team once in the season, a lot of times the opposite thing happens. So I'm not going to say I know that for sure that would happen. My feeling is I think they would have lost to one of those two teams when you're talking about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and then Sean McVay and the Rams. I would love to say I'm wrong. But of course, we'll never know. But
that's right, guys, buddy.
Good talk to you. Y'all take care. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. 615-737-1025 playing the what-if game. What if the Titans beat the Bengals in the 21 playoffs?
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at the announcers for the 21 season when the team started out. It's funny how they just dumped the worst announcers. Like Tom McCarthy and Aaron Taylor for week one versus the Cardinals. I've never heard of Tom McCarthy. Then you get Andrew Catalan and James Lofton. There we know. And then Catalan and Lofton again. And then it builds up. Then you get Gumbel. Greg Gumbel, may rest in peace. And then on and on and on like that. But it's funny how it all starts out. Things get going on.
It is funny. Now people are kind of giving their own what-ifs.
Love
it. Fun. 1997. What if Albert Haynesworth gets the mental help he needed and never stomped that player's head? Andre Gerard. Could have been a different career. Love the show.
Well,
I mean, in some ways, that kind of changed his career.
Yes.
Because that was kind of the wake-up call. So I don't want to see a guy get his head stomped.
Right.
But that was a game-changing moment for Albert Haynesworth.
I'll never forget Fisher pulling him off to the side and yelling at him and just going crazy. And here's gigantic, you know, Haynesworth looking down at Fisher and think he's going to punch Fisher. He's going to punch him. He's that mad. That was 2006 season. Were you at that game?
I was at that game with my dad because it was the Cowboys.
Yep.
Because the significance of that was – I believe that was Vince's first start.
Might have been.
And then Romo took over for the Cowboys like 2 weeks later. Oh. It was Drew Bledsoe was the starter for the Cowboys.
It was a beautiful day, too.
It was a great day.
But Haynesworth turned into the most dominating force in 07 and 08. I mean, he couldn't stop. You couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
But that, I mean, that was a good one. Viking Matt, I knew this was coming up. What if Gary Anderson doesn't miss that field goal against the Falcons? I think the Vikings beat the Broncos, and it was his only miss of the season, 1998.
Yeah, that drives Vikings fans. Because then we post the picture what he did here, beating the Ravens in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, if he could just done that versus the Falcons.
So, that's one of those things that I was young, but I saw that team because that was the last
correct
game ever as the Oilers. And it at Vanderbilt, it was on the day after Christmas, and I went with my mom, and it was that 98 Vikings team with Cunningham and Carter and Moss and
Robert Smith.
I mean, they were freaking loaded.
We're good.
Denny Green was the coach, yep. And then
Billick
was the OC, right?
It was.
Who was the DC?
I don't know.
You remember?
Mm-mm.
But that team was awesome.
There was.
All right, we'll continue. 615-737-1025. What if you can throw your own in here, but what if the Titans beat the Bengals in the 21 playoffs? I say they have a Lombardi trophy. We'll continue next. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Tuesday. Nashville's best deal of the week is celebrating National Barbecue Month. We love some barbecue. Get a $50 gift card to Central Barbecue in Capitol View for half off right now. That's $25 by my math. Try their new barbecue sampler, ribs, wings, and barbecue sliders. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals right now while supplies last. See what you did there, Dr. Crane. Well done. Making me so proud. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Wait, who's this?
I don't even know, but it's what if.
Oh.
So
I'm so stupid. That's good job, great. Dr. Crane.
That's that's some grade A producing right there.
It is. He's no David James, but
playing the what if game. Nobody is. We love David James.
Right.
Playing the what if game, and some of you have sent your own in, which are good. I'm going to read these, but our question is: what if the Titans had beaten the Bengals in the 2021 playoffs, January of 2022? Skyler has a good one. If the Titans would have won that game against the Bengals, maybe the stars of the universe wouldn't have lined up to Chase leaving the midday show with D-Mace and Willie, and we would have never gotten Big Joe and Chase show. I would have hated that. I'm glad the Titans lost so we can listen to Big Joe's lovely voice every day. LOL.
That was not sent in by me, so thank you. Skyler, appreciate you.
Yeah, that was good. Let's see. Justin and Greenbrier, Chase with the world's fastest dump button. That was Dr. Crane. That was all Dr. Crane. I didn't hear a thing on the stream. I think they do go on to win the Super Bowl that year. It was lining up to be the best possible scenario for the Titans, and all they had to do was play smart football, and you win that Bengals game. Yep.
Pretty simple. Yeah. Yep. But I think after that, you go to the draft in 22, and A.J. Brown's still here. Robinson's still here. Vrabel's still here because you got a Super Bowl stamped on your resume, and that's something you could nobody could ever take away from you. So after that, you see what happened, man. And so – that was just a crucial game in the history of the Tennessee Titans.
It was.
I got a real quick question for you, Chase. What do Maurice Smith, Chester Rogers, Matt Orzechi, Daniel Munyer, and Tucker McCann and Dayton Mack have in common?
No clue.
We're all part of the roster changes for the 2021 Titans.
I remember team. Daniel Munyer.
Yeah.
Was he an offensive lineman?
He was, center. Oh, yeah. We called him Money, remember?
No.
Oh, Danny.
You're just naming off some TV characters.
Right. No. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, here's some of your what if questions. 8523. What if a frog had wings? He wouldn't bump his ass on the ground. Did you write that one?
I did not.
Wes in Clarksville. I think about this one a lot. What if Earnhardt was still alive? Think about that every time I watch racing. Yep. I think.
Now, does that one not drive you crazy?
Yeah. Because, I mean, it'd be different.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be a lot of things different. Joey from Gallatin, what if the refs actually called pass interference during the Saints-Rams NFC Championship game? I believe Drew Brees would have another Super Bowl ring.
You're probably correct on that.
A classic one, 4405, what if the glove fit OJ? God. This is a good – this one we should do – is an actual like topic in this from Ron. What if there was never a Music City Miracle? Where would we be as a team today? That's a good one.
That's a whole 2-hour segment right there, Ronnie.
What if there were flags on the field?
Yep.
I mean, that would be.
What if that was a forward pass?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Devin and Dixon, what if Dale Jr. never says the S word in Victory Lane at Talladega in 2004? He probably wins a championship and never goes to Hendrick Motorsports. That's a really good one, too.
What's
he
the
probably
S
would,
word?
I can't say it. It Is rhymes it, with hit.
How did that hurt him?
Because it was at the time, it was a fine or in a points deduction because it was he said a bad word on TV.
Okay, I did not. Did not
it was
know
so
that.
They. I think that's when he won 4 in a row at Talladega. No. Yeah, it was. I think maybe it was. I don't remember. But they asked him what it does, and he says it don't mean bleep right now. Daddy won here 10 times, and there I forget the rest of it. But
okay.
But yeah, that I mean that fine hurt him, and he was on point to potentially win because that was the first year of the playoffs, the chase for the cup. So he probably would have won it that year. So I do think he leaves DEI. I think that was always going to happen because the relationship with Teresa was not good. So I think that might have always happened. 7011, what if the Tuck rule isn't called?
Man.
What if Wilson hands the ball to Marshawn?
Go back to the Tuck rule.
Yeah.
Because they don't win the Super Bowl.
No.
It doesn't happen.
That changes a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
That might change Brady's legacy
no doubt.
Completely.
No doubt.
Not saying he doesn't have one. I'm just saying it changes it.
Yeah.
What if Wilson hands the ball to Marshawn Lynch? So right there could be two Super Bowls they don't have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they win the game. Seattle wins the game.
By far.
And then what if the Falcons don't sit on the ball? That could be three.
Yeah,
very good.
Again, you rather be lucky than good any day of the week.
Yep. Wes in Clarksville, if the Titans won that game, I don't think Burrow is still a Bengal. That year, Burrow was handed a Super Bowl appearance on a silver platter. That's interesting.
I don't know about that. He's still damn good. I mean, it's
Adam in Portland. If the Music City Miracle doesn't happen, the Jacksonville Jaguars are Super Bowl champions that year, and those losers down in Duval have a completely different legacy. Nobody could beat the Jags except for us. Buffalo would have gotten smashed. The Jags put up 52 the week before. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Because they beat Marino and the Dolphins the week before. That was Marino's last football game ever.
Alex from Nashville, what if Drew Bennett didn't drop that pass against the Patriots?
That, you know what? That's another one. That's because they go and win that game. They were on a roll going down the field. They win that game in 15-degree temperature in Foxborough. These are all great, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are fantastic. What if Will Greer never gets suspended at Florida? They would have won the championship that year. I don't remember that.
What year was that?
I remember Will Greer.
The West Virginia transfer, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Look at us all looking at each other like, that's kind of random to put that up there. Yeah.
Steven, what if Justin Timberlake never caused Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction? That changed a lot of things from broadcast rules.
It did. On down the line, absolutely it did.
Yeah. So, very, very good. These are fun. We're gonna do the what if game.
Yep.
Every now and then.
We are.
So, what if? What if we do the what if game? Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is. And, of course, celebrity birthdays, everybody's favorite. That is all next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We just had a late entry. Grant in Clarksville. What if Eli had stayed with the Chargers?
That's – I didn't even think about that.
Didn't they have Drew Brees, but he was hurt?
Correct. Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And what if Eli would have stayed with the Crimson Tide?
Wait, what?
Eli Gold.
Oh, that Eli. I was like, wait, Eli Manning was never with the Crimson Tide. What are you talking about?
Weirdo, shut up.
You shut up. All right, with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It is my line, isn't it? It is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. The only company you'll need for commercial construction services. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen, first on the list, we have Joseph Bracket Day.
That's, you're welcome.
Yep,
thanks, Joe. About
that's music. What I do in my brackets for March Madness.
Gotcha.
You do them today?
Every day.
For next year?
Include music notes in that?
Every day.
Okay. Moms Equal Pay Day is next. Childhood Depression Awareness Day.
Yeah.
International No Diet Day.
Isn't that us every day?
Yeah.
We're Nashville's good dose of a diet.
Yeah. We are, pal. I like the attitude.
National Beverage Day. There you go. You can have a nice whatever drink you want. National Concert Day. National Nurses Day.
Shout out to that. My daughter's a nurse, but I'm telling you, man, nurses are angels on earth. And don't say, oh, just to be nice. You go to hospital at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're working nonstop to save lives, man. They're amazing.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
I could go on a tangent, but I'm not because they you're right, Joe. They serve America well. Poem on Your Pillow Day is today. Don't know what that is, but No Homework Day, National Tourist Appreciation Day, National Teacher Day, and the last two we have here, one is National Crepe Suzette Day.
Crepe Suzette. She lives over in East Nashville.
What a nice lady.
$25 to read your tarot card.
Isn't that the Ricky used to do?
I think he did.
And last but not least, we have World Asthma Day.
Oh, okay. Asthma's awful, right?
Shout out to those that have the inhalers, I guess. Right?
All the time. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Our first birthday, and man, this is going to make you feel old. How old is Bob Seger?
Oh, wow.
75.
80 years old. Bob goes down because he also discovered Glenn Frey.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Bergeron from America's Funniest Home Videos.
And Dancing with the Stars for a small time.
That's right. 61.
I'm going to go 72.
70. Nice. Tied at one. He also did Hollywood Squares from 98 to 04. George Clooney. How old is the Kentucky native or Cincinnati boy, whatever? He lives there.
Wasn't his dad like a newsman?
He was in Cincinnati.
George Clooney, 67.
62.
64. Dr. Crane's up 2-1. All right.
That's a handsome man.
Dr. Crane is a handsome man.
I don't mind. Well, George Clooney, too. Appreciate but I don't mind saying that.
Clooney's okay. let me go down the list here. My computer's slow today.
You just got a new computer.
Watch your mouth. All right, singer Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
What did he sing?
That one song about life and love.
78. 70. 80.
You know a name like that's got to be old. Exactly. 2-2. It's got – today's Lulu Roman's birthday. She just passed away. So happy birthday in heaven there, Lulu. I think that's right. If it's not, anyway, happy birthday.
So are we guessing
– No, we're not.
Okay.
Roma Downey, Touched by an Angel.
Oh, yeah.
She's married to the guy that created Survivor. Mark Burnett.
78.
72. 65. Bruce Springsteen's first wife, actress Julianne Phillips.
70.
67.
65. You guys are popping the outside today. 3-2. The lead guitar player of Hootie and the Blowfish, Mark Bryan. Fun fact, don't call Darius Rucker Hootie. He doesn't like it. But that's his fault, man.
61.
58.
58, exactly. Dr. Crane's up. 5-2.
So if Darius Rucker's not Hootie, then can I still call his background people like Blowfish or no?
Try it.
Let's see. Let us know. I'll call him up.
Rapper Meek Mill. Not to be confused with Mill Creek. Meek Mill.
36.
40.
Oh, it's a push. He's 38. We got some odd birthdays today. Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of England.
67.
65.
72. And this will be argument, and I'm willing to die on this hill. The greatest Tennessee quarterback of all time, besides Condridge Holloway, is Andy Kelly. Today's Andy Kelly's birthday. How old is the tied for number one greatest Tennessee quarterback of all time? Former Nashville Cat quarterback.
60.
61.
57. One of the best goalies of all time, Martin Brodeur.
49.
52.
53. Dr. Crane's up 6-2. Chris Paul.
39.
40.
40, exactly. Dr. Crane's got 8. It's 8-2. Dr. Crane, we got one left. You could hit double figures for the first time ever. You've never hit double figures.
Yes, I have.
Huh?
Just because I'm short doesn't mean I can't hit double figures. Come on.
You've hit 9. I got a list right here.
I've hit multiple.
Hey, I've
multiple.
Seen him get double figures.
Hey, I don't want to hear your personal life. All right. How old is Jose Altuve?
I'm taller than him.
Great. Jose Altuve. 34.
36.
35. It's a push.
Not a bad day.
Wins 8-2.
There's congratulations, Dr.
Different
Thank
birthdays.
You.
Not really the oomph we got there. So
good job, Dr. Crane. That was good. That is going to do it for this fine radio program today.
Yeah, give me just a few seconds here. This past weekend, I lost a dear friend. He lost a fight with a demon, and the demon took him down, and it was alcohol. And we talk about struggling all the day and things that you go through, and know that there's help out there. And sometimes I understand the demon wins. But we're here. You need to reach out and talk to somebody if you can, right? And it's a tough thing that's going through. The family's hurting, and it's a tough thing. That's why our message at the end of the show every time is something personal to all of us, not something we just throw out there and say. We tell you all the time that we're here to talk to you. If something's going on, please reach out. On your cell phone, we tell you all the time, you can call or text 988. somebody's always there to talk to you. We're always here to talk to you. We are here for you. We're doing this together. And we talk about our journeys, how journeys are different, and stop comparing your journey to somebody else's journey, because your journey is unique. You are unique. You are beautiful. You are powerful in what you do. And I understand we go through some tough times. We all do. I've been there. So reach out and talk to us. Know that we love you. We say every day that God loves you. I want you to really know that, that you are special and you are unique. And if something happened to you, it hurts. It hurts a lot of us that are left behind. We don't want you to go anywhere. We want you here with us. Our world's a better place when you're here. So know that. If you want to reach out to us, it's all anonymous. We'll talk to you all the time. We'll help you out with whatever you got going on because we love you. We want you guys to know that. So thank you.
Very well said, my friend. Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.